While you're mayor, 8 years as mayor?
Mm-hmm. Four terms, two-year terms.
One of the most notable things, and you were pretty progressive as a mayor, I believe, was the zinc dam that you referred to earlier, the low water dam. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Okay, really, I'm still very proud. And I mentioned already that Reagan used that as the largest public project that was privately funded. And this is how I did it. There's a West Tulsa stigma at that time. If you lived west of the river, the real estate values were down. You know, it was more of an impoverished area. And it went right along the river. So we had some urban renewal land that we couldn't give away. I mean, there's nothing you could do with it. So I went to the Home Builders Association. I always remember this. I said, we can buy this land right now for X number of dollars an acre. Now, what would it be worth to you in developing that west of the river if we put a beautiful dam there with a beautiful lake and all that? And they said, well, the value would be. And I took the difference in the value between it as just an old smelly river and it as a lake, with all of the really affluent development that was going on west of the river, I used that money to build a dam that gave it its value.
Hmm. How did you come to call it the Zinc Dam?
Because we were $1 million short and he had $1 million. We had $7 million. We needed $1 million. And
did you personally ask for the money?
Yeah.
Was it pretty easy?
If you name it zinc.
Yeah. No problem with that.
No. Nope. Yeah. I didn't care about Inhofe.
No.
And incidentally, I know you'll get to this in a minute, but I lost the last race to none other than Terry Young, who is not all that formidable, most people thought. And prior to that, I'd already put together something where we were going to have two more dams built the same way, one downstream and one upstream from the current dam. So we'd have that whole thing going across there. That was a doable thing, and we'd already started it. Secondly, downtown was going down. You might remember that I put together a thing that would be a rail system that went from downtown all the way out to ORU, which was kind of on the boom at that time. Then it came around and caught all of the developments, stores, for example, with South Roads. I went through and asked them if we would establish this as a special assessment district, which at that time, I think it's still in the books, you can do in Oklahoma. Would you support that so we could have all these special assessment districts? And we were having a monorail go from downtown all the way to ORU and coming back by all those places. All of that was in the middle, and I lost the race. The best thing ever happened to me, but I lost the re-election.